Welcome to Style Scoops. Today we are talking to Stefan Lotter, a young man who first studied economics but always had a passion for the arts and then became a radio presenter. In 2023, he swapped the radio microphone for television and the stage. He starred as a young Gijs in the Kijknet soap opera Diepe Waters and is currently on the professional stage in the hilarious theatre production Mabuti Sisisi So. His days consist of working as a real estate agent, learning words, and acting. A busy schedule, but one that he tackles with eager and passion. Stefan, thank you for the interview today. You have taken a wide turn from radio announcer to television actor and now the stage. Where did your love for entertainment and the arts begin?
I was so lucky to grow up in a house where we were able to express ourselves, whether it's through sports or arts. And our parents really just accepted each and every bit of what we wanted to do and supported that. And from a young age, I knew performing, whether it's a house concert in front of my parents and my cousins, or whether it's at school on the stage or at varsity, I realized that that really makes me happy. Every second where I get to play a character or entertain, and I know people, for that few seconds that they watch me, I make their lives a little bit better. And that's where my love for entertainment and arts began. And it really just makes me so happy to be on that stage or in front of the camera and just play a role. And I know for a fact that I can touch maybe one or two people's hearts through doing that.
You played the role of a young Gijs Swarts in the series Diepe Waters and also PJ in the medical drama Hartklop. What made you decide to also take up a role in theatre?
Even though I love being on TV and working in front of the camera, I do think that the theatre is such a magical place, and it holds such magical space in South Africa as well. You don't really get a lot of chances where you get to transform somebody's world for an hour or two, where they can just forget about everything that's happening outside of that theatre and just really embrace the situation that you are playing. And I think that's the magic for me in theatre, and I always get to come back to theatre. It always drags me back. And it's something that you can really just show your talent and your passion from touching 100 people to touching just one person. It really is such a magical space. And every second of being on stage is just magic in my heart. And I love that feeling of just before you go on stage, when that light starts to dim and you can feel the anticipation of the crowd. It makes me so, so happy.
Can you tell us more about your role in Diepe Waters? What was it like to play a character in the 80s? And what did you learn from this experience?
Being on Diepe Waters was a career highlight. It was actually a pivotal moment for me. It was such a big, big, big opportunity. And I got the chance to play young Gijs. It was my first time ever playing a character that already existed. So Gijs has been on Diepe Waters for years. South Africa fell in love with him or hates him, but he's existed already. And I had to embody what old Gijs is and try to figure out what made him the way he is. What happened in the 80s? What happened when he was young? And I got to embody that. And that was such a big challenge, but it was so amazing. I got to transform into a young male in South Africa in the 80s. And I had to also understand the struggles that they had to face back then. You know, you couldn't just love who you wanted to love. You couldn't just be who you wanted to be. There were so many restrictions. And I think to this day, we still have restrictions. And I could relate to that. But just to understand what was going on in the 80s and who you had to be and just the struggles. It was absolutely amazing. And it was such a big challenge, but it was also such a big opportunity. And I'm so thankful for that.
And more about your role in the theatre production, Mabuti Sisisi So. And what is this show all about?
Mabuti Sisisi So is so far my favorite character. I'm playing Gavin. And Gavin is a nerdy high school boy that finally found his first love, Vicky. But he doesn't know that Vicky is actually his half-sister, because his father has a lot of lies and basically runs two households without the households knowing about this. So it's such a big, big role. But poor Gavin does not know what's going on. And that just makes it so, so much more funny. As the lies continue, it kind of snowballs into this crazy mess. But the people love it. I love it. And I love every second of being on stage as Gavin. And I really hope that the whole South Africa gets to see this. It really is such a fun play. And yeah, for 2 hours straight, you laugh until you cry. And, poor Gavin, he really, it's quite a culture shock for him. But it's a fun role, and I love playing Gavin.
What are your plans for 2025? Where and when can people see you on stage? And are there any other roles in the planning, on television or stage?
Well, I really hope 2025 is going to be my biggest year yet. I am so fortunate the way my career has developed over the last year. I haven't been acting for very long, and the opportunities coming my way just blows me away. There's a lot of nights where I sit in my bed and I'm just so thankful for every person I get to meet, every opportunity coming my way. And I'm actually, I can't believe what's happening, but I'm so thankful. 2025, there are a few roles coming my way, both on stage and on screen. I can't really talk about everything right now, but I know that my career is going to be blessed. And I really, really hope that that I get to do this for a long time still. I also really like to be behind camera. I think that is also where my career is going in 2025. I started writing something really special. And I think this industry just allows you to be creative and to come into your own. And I'm looking forward to coming into my own this year and just really figuring out where my space in this industry is. But so far so good, and I hope and I pray that 2025 will be just better.
And that was Stefan Lotter. He spends his days as a real estate agent, television star and stage actor. Diverse roles that he tackles every day with eager and passion. He teaches us that anything is possible if you dream about it long enough. And if you want to do something, make the decision and do it.